In Atlanta, Georgia yesterday, several hundred people gathered to demonstrate against AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. The organization is holding its yearly private summit at a Buckhead Hotel with such notable guest speakers as Paul Wolfowitz, Undersecretary of Defense, Senators Trent Lott and Blanche Lambert Lincoln, ex-House Speaker Newt Gingrich, and Walter Isaacson, Chairman and CEO of CNN. Ranked the fourth most powerful political lobby in the United States by Fortune magazine, AIPAC's numbers continue to grow.
This year we have close to 500 people at the National Summit. Last year we had about 250, 275, so nearly double the number of folks this year. In many ways, that mirrors the growth that AIPAC has seen over the last couple of years, 20% growth from 50, 55,000 members on up to 70, 75,000 members.
Josh Block, press secretary for the group, downplays their influence.
Well, I give all the credit to the members of Congress who consistently vote to do things that strengthen the U.S.-Israel relationship and show support for a fellow democracy that's consistently under assault by terrorism and is surrounded by hostile countries.
According to OpenSecrets.org, Israeli political action committees in the United States have spent $41.3 million lobbying since 1990, while pro-Palestinian groups have spent under $300,000 in the same time period. Outside the summit, an organizer explains AIPAC's directives.
Right now, the hot issues is war on Iraq and war on the Palestinians. They are pushing for war on Iraq to keep Israel a hegemonic state within the whole region. And, of course, for 35 years and more, they've been directly funding the occupation through our tax dollars. Human rights abuses against the Palestinians we pay for, because this lobby is one of the strongest in Washington.
Other activists speak to the assembled crowd from a makeshift stage.
What Israel gets in our tax dollars is more than what all of Black Africa gets in 1 year. What Israel gets from our tax dollars is more than what all of Black Africa, South America, the Caribbean get combined. Enough sucking our tax dollars.
We say no to AIPAC because they seek to use massive amounts of money and political influence to alter the political makeup of our government at the expense of the communities of people of color.
Bedili Jones, an activist with the local Green Party, addresses the contentious debate of the Palestinians' right of return.
In the spirit of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, the Palestinian people must have the right to return to their homeland now.
AIPAC's response.
AIPAC does not take a position on some of these final status issues, largely because we believe that any final agreement must be negotiated directly between the two parties. Now, with regard to right of return is actually in many ways an attempt by the Palestinian Authority and Palestinian supporters to actually destroy Israel from within. If 5 million Palestinians were given the right of return to Israel, Israel would no longer be a Jewish state. Now, compensation is a viable and very likely outcome.
AIPAC's acceptance of the idea of compensation for displaced Palestinians might be seen as a positive sign to making progress on this issue. Back outside, however, a group of pro-Israel counter-demonstrators, divided from the Palestinian solidarity gathering by police fencing and a busy Atlanta road, seem deeply philosophically divided as well. When asked about the possibility of a Palestinian state, Mike Moore responds,
"It's possible. It's not what I think is warranted. I don't think they deserve to have it. They haven't shown themselves to be responsible citizens of the human race or of the nations of the world, and haven't shown themselves to be civilized in the way that they're waging war against innocent people."
On the other side of the street, Rabbi Israel David Weiss of the Orthodox Jewish group Neturei Karta makes strong statements against the state of Israel.
Just the propaganda of Zionism is that the Arabs hate us, and if we'll give them back the land, they'll slaughter every Jew. This has to be negated. This has to be cleared that the Arabs don't hate the Jews. They're not anti-Semites, even, you know, and they're not out to kill the Jews. And I think the Orthodox Jewry, even the ones who are part of the government, will stand up and will agree that they do not want this state. These Zionists, they conned the world by saying they represent Judaism. The Jewish people lived amongst the Muslim nations in peace and brotherhood till the advent of Zionism. So what is it, anti-Semitism or this new ideology of Zionism that is the problem?
He's with five other rabbis who traveled from New York to express their solidarity with the Palestinians. two of whom fled to the United States from Jerusalem.
This rabbi came from Palestine. He left Palestine because he didn't want to be under Zionist rule.
How long ago?
How many years ago did you leave Palestine? Yeah. Around 30 years ago, by the 67 war, or more than like a seven, by the 70s, then they decided that they just don't want to be further under Zionists. This rabbi also. And they've lived there in peace and brotherhood. They can tell, bear witness that their parents lived as neighbors, babysat each other's children. They lived in peace with the Palestinian people. It was harmony, peace and harmony. Only Zionism ruined that. So, and these Jews do not want a Zionist regime, and it's futile. You cannot have peace as long as you're going to oppress another people. Just as you see in South Africa, eventually it ended. You cannot do that.
Both sides expressed desire for peace in the region.
I am here because I believe that there needs to be a just peace, and it needs to happen soon, that we need to have human rights observed for both peoples, for the Palestinians, for the Israelis. Both people need to be able to live without being afraid. Both people, and I do mean both, need to be able to live in freedom.
But a concrete way to achieve that peace and freedom seems like it might still be on the very distant horizon. I'm Frank Salerno in Atlanta, Georgia, reporting for Free Speech Radio News.